Live from NPR News in Washington, I'm Shea Stevens. The U.S. Supreme Court is ordering Senator Lindsey Graham to testify before a special grand jury in Georgia. Graham is considered a witness in the probe into former President Trump's alleged efforts to overturn Georgia's ballot count after the 2020 election. NPR's Nina Totenberg has the story.
Graham filed an emergency request last month asking the Supreme Court to block the subpoena. He claimed that under the Constitution's speech and debate clause, he was immune from testifying. The purpose of that clause is to shield legislators from unwarranted intrusions into their legislative duties by other branches of government. But today, the Supreme Court ruled against Graham, saying the lower courts had sufficiently limited the range of questions Graham can be asked. The court's action, with no noted dissent, means Graham will have to answer questions about his communications and coordination with the Trump campaign regarding its post-election efforts in Georgia to pressure election officials into nullifying large numbers of votes cast. Nina Totenberg, NPR News, Washington.
A week before Election Day, Georgia voters are still turning out in droves to cast ballots in the state's hotly contested midterm races. From member station WABE in Atlanta, Christopher Alston reports that a U.S. Senate seat, the governorship, and several other statewide races are on the line.
Early voting has nearly reached the record-breaking numbers of the 2020 election, when an unprecedented number of people voted by mail. Georgia's Republican-backed voting law, passed in 2021, placed new restrictions on absentee voting, which could be part of why most midterm voters have shown up in person. Ryan Anderson is a Georgia election data analyst.
I would say it maybe hasn't had an effect on the total number, but it certainly would have had an effect on how people are choosing to or being able to cast their ballots.
Election officials predict more than 2 million people will vote before Election Day. For NPR News, I'm Christopher Alston in Atlanta.
The South Korean military says that North Korea has fired at least 10 missiles, including a ballistic weapon that flew across their maritime border. The BBC's Jonathan Head reports that Wednesday's launches came as Pyongyang called for an end to joint U.S.-South Korean air drills.
Air raid sirens sounded on the remote island of Ulong, sending residents to bomb shelters, as one of at least 10 North Korean missiles which had been launched crossed the demarcation line with South Korea for the first time, landing in international waters off its east coast. The South Korean President Yoon Suk-yeol, after chairing a meeting of his National Security Council, described it as an encroachment of South Korean territory. The South Korean military called it intolerable.
The BBC's Jonathan Head reporting. U.S. futures are flat in after-hours trading on Wall Street following Tuesday's losses. You're listening to NPR News. Votes are being counted in Israel, where former Prime Minister Benjamin Netanyahu's allies have a slim majority in parliamentary elections. Netanyahu has told his supporters that his Likud party is on the brink of victory. He was ousted last year by centrist Yair Lapid. Netanyahu is currently on trial for corruption charges he denies. The chief of staff for Jair Bolsonaro says the outgoing Brazilian leader has authorized him to begin the transition process. Bolsonaro lost to leftist former president Luiz Inácio Lula da Silva and gave a two-minute speech on Tuesday, but has not officially conceded defeat. He has thanked his supporters and encouraged peaceful protests over the election. British energy giant BP has announced $8.2 billion in profits for the third quarter. NPR's Frank Langfitt reports from London that the company expects to pay a windfall profit tax of $800 million.
BP's recent profit is more than double from the same period last year. The increase is due to higher prices driven by the reduction in COVID-19 restrictions and disruption caused by Russia's invasion of Ukraine. UK Prime Minister Rishi Sunak introduced the windfall profit tax in May when he was Chancellor of the Exchequer, Britain's Treasury Secretary. Britain's Treasury expects the tax will raise more than $19 billion this year, but critics say that's nowhere near enough. Meanwhile, in the U.S., President Joe Biden is threatening similar action. Biden called the recent huge profits by energy companies outrageous. Quote, "It's time for these companies to stop war profiteering," the president added. Frank Langfitt, NPR News, London.
This is NPR in Washington.